It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the latest video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to Fantasy Premier League Game Week 14. It's team reveal time and as usual, I'm joined by Fantasy Football Scout's deputy editor, Tom Freeman. Tom, how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Thanks, Joe. Yeah, a bit of a so-so game week. Got the captaincy right with Haaland, but I also brought in Reece James, which didn't go so well. So, loads to think about. I've got a couple of free transfers to use ahead of 14. I'm probably looking at similar players to a lot of others, but be good to have a chat through about it and go through it all now.
Yeah, definitely. I went ultra dullard. I got Matty Cash out for Gabriel. So up on the deal marginally, marginally, as such a dullard move deserves. But I did get his clean sheet there. I've got a small red arrow down to 144k. So in the general neck of the woods that I was the previous week.
Doing well.
I'm okay with that. 47 points. Okay, I'll take that in a tricky game week. Before we move on, just a reminder to everyone to do press that like button and do subscribe if you're not subscribing already, whether you're listening or watching this. Tom, I also understand there's a Black Friday offer that we should mention.
Yeah, so it's been extended. It's still on now. Yep. If you sign up as a member at Scout, now you get a free gift from a good team on paper, which is a merch shop. They do lots of football club prints and posters and memorabilia and things like that. So go and have a look at that. You also get a 7-day free trial. So you can kind of try it before, you can try the membership before actually signing up to a plan. And you, of course, get, you know, all of the Opta tables, the data. You can build your own custom tables. You get access to all the articles. So that's worth a look. If you are considering signing up, now is the time to do it.
Good stuff. What we're going to do is we're going to have a look at the fixtures and see if it will influence our thoughts. Both my team and Tom's midfielders are very much an issue. Which ones do we get in? Which ones do we remove? And that's an even tougher question, that latter one. So we'll have a special focus on midfielders with a table that I did earlier. Also, do have a look at our goals imminent video, and which we live streamed this week as well. We had more focus there on keeping or selling players. We had a sort of keep or sell table there. So we've got our verdict on a whole bunch of players in defence, midfield and attack. Let's have a look at these fixtures then. So I've done it up until game week 20. So it sort of takes in that blank for Brentford and Man City in game week 18 and then extends it a bit more. And so that takes us up to the end of the year. So those looking to wild cards, they've got to use it before the end of the year there. So looking at this fixture ticker and bearing in mind that City and Brentford have sort of been handicapped, given a handicap with their game week 18 fixture blank. Chelsea are top. They've got Brighton up next, then Manchester United, then an even better run, game week 16. Everton, Sheffield United, Wolves, Crystal Palace, Luton. I mean, this is a fantastic run. Probably the best one I've seen, actually. for a period. Palmer, he's good to go now, isn't he? Sterling, you got Reece James in, obviously suspended, but you know you got him in. You've obviously seen that time is now to get Chelsea in rather than wait.
I think so. I mean, they underwhelmed on Saturday at Newcastle, didn't they? But the thought process behind the James move last week is that I wanted him in for this Brighton game, given the left-back problems at Brighton and Dunk being out and things like that, which we've since found out on from the Forest game. Yeah. I think it was two-match suspension,
two
I think.
Matches, so, yes, because he got it for dissent, got a yellow card, and then when he got the card, he said something to the referee. So that was a red.
So for people who own Palmer or bringing him in or Sterling, you know, that fixture is really good. So you look at the ticker and you think, oh, that swing's happening in 16, but I think you can move for Chelsea players now with that Brighton game. Think other things to look out for. I mean, just a couple below, you've got Newcastle there, I think, in game week 17. There's, you know, players like Anthony Gordon and Isak are probably good now, but they're going to be really good in 17. They've got a lot of fixture congestion coming up with PSG later on. But even so, they haven't got that many options. The squad is quite thin at the moment. So the key players are going to play. They have to. So both of those clubs are kind of on my radar.
Just reminding the season ticker, next seven, Chelsea top. Then Nottingham Forest, Morgan Gibbs-White could be an option. Perhaps, possibly a defender. Everton, Fulham, Wolves, Tottenham, Bournemouth, right up until game week 18. There, Newcastle, you just mentioned as well. Gordon, Isak. I mean, these are great players to have at the moment. I know some might be tempted to move Gordon on from Bomo, but I'd be keeping him, I think. Manchester United, Everton, Tottenham with their high line. Fulham, Luton, Nottingham Forest up to game week 19.
I mean, it's a good run.
That's a brilliant run of fixtures there. So, yeah, Gordon might even bring him in. Then Burnley, I think, you know, I mean, even when they've got a chance of winning, they lose. They're down and out, really, aren't they? Sheffield United up next, though. So that's the battle of the down and outs. Wolves up next. Arsenal, they've got in game week 14, but then they've got a really good run themselves. Burnley, Nottingham Forest at home, West Ham, and then Chelsea, Brentford and Everton. It's a good run for Wolves. Arsenal is still good. Wolves, Luton, Aston Villa, Brighton. Then Liverpool gets a bit tougher, game week 18. Then West Ham and Fulham. Man City and Brentford fixtures, I think, worth mentioning, because Man City got Tottenham at home, then Villa, Luton and Crystal Palace, then that blank, then Everton and Sheffield United. It's good fixtures before, good fixtures after that blank. Same for Brentford. Got Luton, Brighton, Sheffield United and Aston Villa. Blank, then Wolves and Crystal Palace. So that's annoying, because some might be stocked up on them and want to use a free hit, but you certainly want to bench them. So the temptation to remove them in game week 18, I'm just going to resist that temptation, because you want them both back. And also game week 20, that could be a double game week, couldn't it?
Yeah, potentially. It's a bit frustrating, because I was looking at, I'm probably going to go a bit template this week, and we'll talk about it on my team, but players like Mbomo and Palmer. But I did look at Doku and think, against Tottenham's high line at the Etihad, that, and then Villa after as well, it could be good fixtures for him. And then you've got Luton and Palace. But if you want to bench those players like Haaland and Mbomo in 18, it becomes very difficult if you add a third asset from those teams into the equation. So it's a bit of a frustrating blank unless you play a free hit. Then obviously you don't have to worry about it. But they're deceivingly low on that ticker, because the fixtures are brilliant for both. Yeah. It's just that blank which is kind of catapulting them down a bit. So. Yeah.
And just further down the table there, Aston Villa, second worst fixtures over this period. Yeah. Bournemouth up next, but then they've got City, Arsenal, Brentford, Sheffield United, game week 18. This is frustrating as well, because you've really got to play your Villa players, game week 18. Mm. Arguably, you could captain them. Ollie Watkins, especially, because then Manchester United up next, game week 19. I could see Watkins scoring in that. And then Burnley at home, game week 20. I could see Watkins scoring in that. So Watkins for me is a keep. But nevertheless, there are some tough fixtures. So Diaby, Cash, all these sorts of players, they could probably go, couldn't they?
you don't want too many Villa players for this run. I think Watkins, I think, will tick along as he has been doing all season. You don't want a second Villa attacker for City, Arsenal, Brentford. I can't see too many clean sheets. I think we'll concede at Bournemouth. I think the home games against Sheffield United and Burnley, you've got potential for clean sheets. But can you carry a Villa defender through the next four game weeks without really wanting... I mean, you could play cash at Bournemouth, but I just think that... away from home, I think that we probably will concede in that game. So I think that the Villa assets, bar Watkins, I think you can probably sell them.
Okay, let's have a look at some midfielders here. Now, this isn't scientific, as in I haven't done it strictly, the amount of midfielders there. I've done a slight bias with my team and your team as well, and players that we've got or players that we want to get in. But what I've done is I've done it by starts as well. So they pretty much all have started the last six game weeks. That means they're nailed on, which is what you want in busy Christmas rotation and in game week 18. Plus, there's a couple here that have had four starts, but they're getting starts now, either based on form or because there's differences in the team. For example, Brennan Johnson, I think it would be remiss of me not to include him. But I haven't put Anthony Gordon on here, but so feel free to go into the Fantasy Football Scout members area and have a look at his stats as well. But yes, he is an option as well. So it's not, I haven't precluded him, you know, out of some malice or something. I think Gordon is a very good option to get in. I put Brian Mbeumo is the top in terms of minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty. He's top anyway for this. Cost 7 million now, two goals, 38 FPL points last six game weeks. Started every game. The best minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty, out of any of the players here, even more than Salah in midfielders. Three assists. He's underperforming. He should have been involved in at least one more goal. His expected goal involvement is getting on for nearly six over the last six game weeks. So that's a goal involvement a game, and he's created 11 chances. Yeah, he's an absolute must to bring in for me. But that's not to say he's a must to bring in, if you see what I mean. I wouldn't want to say to people, oh, this player's essential. Or we will always, I hate that term. We will all get him in. But for me personally, I'd like to get him in.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the same. I think he's the number one target for me this week. And I think, my midfield, after I've made my moves this week, will probably have five players from this from this crop of players. I think there are variations. I think Wang's really interesting after the penalty last night. A couple of good fixtures after Arsenal as well. I've been looking at Doku as well. And for those who want to sell Son, don't want to put as much money into Spurs, Brennan Johnson there, who, well, Richarlison's out. He seems pretty nailed. He played on the right, actually, as well at the weekend for some of it. So, I think most of the options on this table are very good and reliable. Yeah. Diaby, you're probably not looking at him just because of the fixtures right now. No. But everyone else, I think there's an argument to put them in.
Yeah, definitely. So, I'll go through this list quickly here. So we've got Salah up next. Minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty every 121 minutes, so sort of game and a half. 62 FPL points, seven goals and an assist the last six game weeks. So that's a lot. He's marginally overperformed by two goals there. Expected goal involvement, pretty much a goal involvement a game, and created 13 chances. I wouldn't say we're all going to get him in, but he's pretty much in most sides already. And I'm sure he will be in many more. Brennan Johnson, you mentioned there, 5.8 million. If you don't want to get Son, Brennan Johnson is a good option, I think. Richarlison's only four starts, but he's had 18 FPL points over those four starts. Minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty every 131 minutes. So just behind Salah there. And he has got an assist and a goal over that time. Just created three chances. So it's more about a goal threat, really, for him. But yeah, if I had a wild card now, I'm not sure I would get Son in. But if I wanted to back Spurs and didn't think they were going to go too Spursy, I would get Brennan Johnson, I think. But Saka's up next. Very popular player. He got me 8 points. He didn't seem to do much in the last game. And he's got 8 points. That's exactly the FPL player I want. 8.7 million. He's got a goal, four assists, minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty over the last six game weeks, every 162 minutes. Started every game. Basically, he's got to be dead not to start. And he's created 13 chances. So, Yeah, he's in your side, isn't he? And we'll look at your side in a sec. But you've got Martinelli, so I'm sure we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about Arsenal. Son, yeah, he's a player I'm only considering moving out if Bowen is not fit. And Bowen's on this list as well. Palmer, you know, we've spoken about. We think he's probably good to get in. And you mentioned Doku as well. So, I mean, these are the players we're looking at, the midfielders, to either bring in or possibly remove. But I think these are the sort of the most popular ones. As I said, Anthony Gordon, I didn't put in there, but don't discount him. Let's have a look at your team. So we looked at fixtures, we looked at sort of form, particularly with midfielders. Do you want to run through your team, who you're captaining and what moves you're going to make? Because you've got two free transfers, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got two free transfers. I think I've got 0.1 in the bank after making the cash to James move last week. So not much wiggle room, but I think everything I want to do is comfortably doable anyway. So I'm lining up in a 3-5-2 as usual this season. Mm. And I've got Areola in goal. I've got Gabriel, Livramento and Taylor at the back. It's not as strong as I'd like it to be, the defence. I was hoping the reason for bringing in James was for this Brighton fixture. Yeah. And he would have been in there and would have beefed it up a little bit. Mm. It looks a bit thin now, to be honest, but I'm not going to make another defender move. And if there are doubts around Livramento playing, I have got Gehi there. I think Palace probably concede, but it's not the worst option in the world. So I'll be leaving the defence this week. I've got five midfielders. Like I said, I've got Salah, Son, Saka, Martinelli and Adingra currently. And then up front, I've got Haaland as my captain and Watkins. And then on the bench, Strakosha, Gehi, Mbama and James, who is suspended.
Yeah. So, yeah, what are you thinking?
Two free transfers, and I think it's pretty straightforward this week. I think if most people looked at my team, they would come to the same conclusion that sell Martinelli and Adingra and bring in Mbeumo and Palmer.
Yeah.
And then suddenly the midfield looks a lot stronger, I think.
Yeah. Definitely. What about the captaincy template,
template moves, but sometimes they are the best.
Yeah, no.
So it's close this week, isn't it, Joe? We spoke about it at Brit on Goals Imminent, that they're two very good options. I just think having watched Spurs, the approach, they will attack. It doesn't matter that they're going to City. The patched up nature of their defence at the moment, they played full fullbacks at the weekend at the back. I think Eric Dier comes back. I think Bissouma's back as well. But I still think they're going to push players forward. And I think Haaland has the potential to really bully that Spurs back line. And that's where I'm looking at the moment. That's who I favour. I think Salah against Fulham is a good option. Fulham will have Palinha back, but still they're going to get chances, Liverpool, aren't they? But I just think Haaland, having watched the Spurs game, the chances that Watkins got and that kind of the way the game kind of developed, I think Haaland's my captain pick at this point in the week. Might change.
Yeah, I mean, my instinct is the other way with Salah as a captain. We'll see my team in a sec. But, you make a really good point there. I mean, the truth is they are both really good captains. And this is exactly one of those weeks where you're going to keep moving between the two. I think they both got great fixtures. They're both at home as well. You can't even do the home away advantage thing.
No.
I just think Salah's home form against Fulham, I mean, the only thing that's going to sway me really is going to be the minutes, for example. If there's an injury doubt midweek or something like that, that would persuade me. But at the moment, I'm going for Salah with Haaland as vice-captain. You can't argue against Haaland captains against...
Well, Tottenham. No, I'm kind of thinking I should have put foot, you know, we present the cases for both, but really this feels like almost a 50-50 week. Had this been the Spurs of, say, 4 to 6 weeks ago when everybody was fit and Maddison, Van de Ven, Romero, but you've got to adjust your perception of them a little bit now. Yeah. There's no way that Haaland isn't going to get two or three chances in that game. And I'd back him to, you know, put them away. Even, you know, he had limited chances against Liverpool, but still found a way and came close to scoring another at the end. So even against the best teams, he's kind of delivering points, as he has done since he came into the Premier League. So, it should be an interesting week to see who everybody lands on.
It's worth noting with those interesting effective ownership as well, that both of them were well over 100% ownership. That includes the captaincy. So I think Salah was 120% owned and Haaland 130% owned. That for both of them, that's going to actually increase because a lot of those, like me last week, captained Son. And they're not going to do that this week. And so they're going to move it to either Salah or Haaland. So bear in mind, you can't even do a thing where, you know, Haaland's going to get 160% effective ownership, Salah 80%. They're both going to cost, whichever one you don't get, you don't want to return because they're going to cost you.
And Salah wasn't great at City at all. I don't think he played very well, but he still found a way to get some points. And it's a bit like Saka.
Yeah,
exactly. Even when they're not playing well, they're returning. So sign of a great asset.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a look at my team. But it's similar issues there. So I've got a 3-5-2 as well, but with Salah as my captain. I've got Areola in goal. Simikas at home to Fulham, Gabriel and Anderson. Against West Ham for Palace. Salah captain, then Son, Saka, Bowen, who went into the weekend as 50-50. Let's see how he is. Dingra, Watkins and Haaland. And then on my bench, I've got Turner, Archer. Pedro Porro is my second sub, but I might switch that around just in case of... I just think they're going to concede quite heavily. And so I think there could even be minus points there, even if Porro can maybe get an assist. And I've got Lamptey, who's obviously injured again. So I've got two free transfers as well. I've only got 0.4 or something in the bank. If Bowen is a doubt, I'm going to do very similar template moves. What you were saying, Bowen and Adingra out for Mbeumo and Palmer. Because Palmer's a player I want to get in, I think, better than Adingra next few. Anyway. And so that's a decision there. Now, the decision I'm really going to face, though, is if Bowen is fine. Pitched in training, happy. I do like Bowen's fixtures going forwards. I think he's absolutely nailed on. And I actually prefer Bowen to Son. So then I would remove Son from Mbeumo and move Adingra to Palmer still. And that will leave me with about 2.3 or something in the bank. Not enough to upgrade Archer to Darwin Núñez.
No.
Which I wouldn't want to do anyway because I'm still got five good midfielders.
Yeah.
But it is enough for the following week to perhaps upgrade Areola to Raya.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Bit more flexibility, because they go to Spurs, don't they? Yep. I think after.
To definitely upgrade Lamptey. To a better defender, a 4.5 one, and also potentially, you know, elsewhere. Who knows? It also, it could mean I could get Trippier in for Anderson at some point. And I wouldn't mind that for Christmas. A little Christmas treat for myself.
It's not just the selling Son in isolation move. No. It's what you do with the rest of the money, isn't it? When you talk about beefing up the squad and bringing in Trippier and players like, maybe David Raya. Sanchez, he looks even more. He looks a bit. Yeah, Raya looks a bit more nailed after Ramsdale's performance after the weekend. So that double up on the Arsenal defence could pay off, even with trickier fixtures coming up after the Luton game.
Yeah, definitely. So, I like those. But as I said, it's all dependent on Bowen's moves. That's why I haven't gone for the move early. I don't mind. No. I never particularly mind about price changes anyway. So I don't mind Bomo going up. He can go up again. I don't mind. And I think I'm in a place with my transfers out, with my price changes with Bowen and Son, where I've got 0.1 over the... Okay. If you see what I mean, the 0.1 over where the price would change, where the price would drop. So a 0.1 price drop for either of them doesn't bother me. Decisions. Team news is going to be important. That's coming up later this week with Neil. So we'll find out more there. And that's going to influence things. So a decision is going to be made later in the week, but just good to outline the things I'm considering. Much simpler for you because you don't want Martinelli. Easier for you.
The fixtures for Arsenal, would it surprise me if Martinelli returns in the next two or three game weeks? No, but I think I've sat through four blanks. I think Mbomo's there. I think now's the time to move him on.
Rightio. Okay, thanks a lot for joining me, Tom. Good luck everyone listening and watching with your game week as well. Some tough decisions. Game week 14 arrives this weekend, but then there's a game week 15 is a midweek as well. So do bear that in mind. That might influence some of your decisions there, whether you hold a transfer or whether you want to build up for game week 14, 15 and 16, which come thick and fast as December fixtures tend to. Thanks a lot for your time and take care. Good luck with your game week. Do remember to press the like button and do remember to subscribe. Keep up to date with all our latest videos and podcasts. See you next week.
Cheers, Jack.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.